My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Belinda just wants to move on from incidents that may jeopardize their relationship. But does Davin? Listen and enjoy.
And you know, it's so coincidental, isn't it, that all these poor women who can't meet anybody in real life, they have to go on the internet when they look like porn stars that they, you know, poor girls are having trouble hooking up.
Just stuck in a foreign country.
Poor
you don't want any of that black schlong. I understand. It'll ruin it down there. It'll break it open.
Snap it.
You need a nice Jewish boy who goes as Christian.
Apparently.
I gotcha. Are you ready?
I am. I've been ready for a week.
January 25th.
Okay.
I go, how are you? She goes, I'm fine. And you? I go, terrible. Mm. She goes, why is that?
Why? Why do you suppose?
I go, seriously, you don't know? She goes, I don't. Tell me.
I don't know.
I go, do you not read what I write to you?
I was circling the drain last we spoke. You don't have any idea why I'm upset.
She goes, I do, but I have told you I have nothing to do with it and don't want to do again.
It's hard to read when she can't write.
Yeah, well, me neither. I go, who is Mavis Mills? This is not the person's real name. She goes, I told you, I met her on Facebook. How can I know her real name? I go, it is Miwanyo or something. Because remember we got that email initially?
Yeah.
That it was like some African name, and then it changed the next day.
Yeah.
When Mavis's profile originally went on Facebook when I was going to set her up with Richard Eldorado,
right.
It changed.
Yes.
I don't remember what it was, though.
They go back and forth between African names and more English-sounding names.
Yes. I don't know what it was. I go, I met you on Facebook, but after all this, how do I know anybody's real name? You told me you went to the beach with her. I know that is not true, as you admitted, but you were obviously working with her or close to her on some level. You share the name Agnes Ariti. She is using Belinda Abbey. Something is going on.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I have told you the truth. Believe it or not, nothing is going on. I go, I believe you are the girl in the picture. I believe you are Prisca. I believe Mavis is a scammer. I think you are protecting this person, probably a guy.
Ooh.
Excuse me while I scroll. She goes, I told you I have nothing to do with it. That person, why don't you take that and let's move on? Again,
uh-huh.
The let's move on.
Let's
keep it moving, stupid. Nothing to see here.
Right.
Which is what the scammer in the story was doing, too.
Yes, yes.
You know, forget about that.
Yeah, you know, just because people think that because you got 48, I got 48K out of you for an imaginary oil business.
I guess reality is in Africa when you're going to get eaten by a lion at any moment, you don't really look back to the past.
No, it's all, you know, let's live in the present. And you know what? I was telling Tom that Mavis is a really hot girl's name. He's like, the only one that gets him hotter is Prudence.
All right. I go, how can I move on? Because I set up my friend with a hoax. Why don't you care that she is using the name Belinda Abney? Continue it. The fact that you are fine with this, I find most troubling.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm not cool with that, but I can't control what other people do. Good point. She used the same numbers, 0337, for her Yahoo account that you did. Is that a coincidence? Because remember we discussed
that.
When Sweet Woman, which
yes.
was Mavis's email address, because originally she emailed me to find out about Richard.
Right.
Hers was 0337. Shy Bears, which was Agnes's, was 0337. And we discussed that, I believe, at some
point. Right, we did.
She goes, I don't know anything to do with that.
Uh-huh.
I go, before I set Richard up, you told me she was your close friend. She goes, we were friends on Facebook, but that is not what you told me. Now, is it? How many lives are you and I going to destroy?
We are the live ruiners.
The game maker meet the live ruiners.
Yes, we shall go out and everyone shall perish and
be gay.
Dance.
We're going to have gay zombies. She goes, what did I tell you? I've apologized for lying to you, haven't I? I go, you told me she was your close childhood friend from England. Lie. You told me you went to the beach in Ghana with her. Lie. Yes, you've apologized, and I deal with that every day. And I choose to stay involved with you because I believe there is good in you. However, your lies are putting my friend in danger, and that I can't allow.
I forgot about her saying that she went to the beach with the other girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The fact that you were casual about it makes me question my judgment in you. Because remember, I don't want this to end now.
Right.
I still have more things to find out. I mean, because really, the logical thing, like we discussed about in the last, is you move on when you get scammed. But there's still stuff to find out. Yes. In real life, I don't think I could handle this.
Well,
this turn.
But if fake Davin was real, and you had invested so much stuff. Look at this. I mean, you're fake divorcing your fake wife and you know, and leaving your child this woman. Well, I mean, but fake Davin's family. And they just happen to be, you know, in a parallel universe with your real family.
Bizarro Davin. is doing the show right now.
In that little bizarro Superman suit.
Yes.
It's very disconcerting.
Exactly.
But the thing is that... you have told her all these things that you have sacrificed. And she's like, yeah, just move along. So I lied, whatever.
But she wasn't like that originally.
No, no.
In December, was fighting for her man.
Yeah. And
I can't live without you.
Now, you know, if Tom says, if fake Davin was real, this would be an intervention.
It's true. If fake Davin was real, there's no way I could discuss this because I'd be so ashamed.
Oh.
But that's a big thing. That's a big thing with the victim shame.
Absolutely.
All right, so she goes, how can I prove to you I'm not cool with it? Just tell him the truth and let's move on. We can talk about this for the rest of our lives and it won't get us anywhere. So here's interesting. She's now telling me I should tell Richard. So she's willing to blow up Mavis's game.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of fascinating.
It is.
Because, you know, he's got an inheritance coming. So if they are working together, they're willing to blow that off. I'm broke right now. That's kind of a fascinating little twist.
Well, you know what also?
I'm much more interesting than Richard El Dorado.
Yes, and it seems, and you have been in it. I mean, really, you guys have both been in this for so long. And like, intimately involved, like, as much as you can through a computer. And as far as, like, Richard's relationship with Mavis, it's not really as close at all.
Well, they have poetry.
if you're going to have to throw something under the bus to keep this going, mm-hmm. you would just blow that up.
So you think, all right, so it makes sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. I go, maybe one day I will move on. Maybe one day we'll move on together. But right now I'm dealing with a lot of crap and hurting people. And though maybe I seem like a reckless dick, I do not enjoy fucking up people's lives. I have my hands full fucking up my own life.
And what are you doing?
I go, do you have your Facebook conversations with Mavis? She goes, sent her a message. I go, you sent her a message? She goes, yes. I go, what'd you say? She goes, told her to stop talking to Richard if she is not real because she is destroying a lot of people's lives.
Interesting. Tracker Tom says, that's an internet scammer cock block. She doesn't want Dick El Dorado to get any play.
Then she must be a woman.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.